A snowy New York City began to put its best face forward today in its bid for the 2012 Summer Olympics. 13 members of the Evaluation Commission for the International Olympic Committee are in New York this week. They'll be getting a four-day sales pitch, in effect, as they tour prospective venues and have dinner with Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Ed Hula covers the Olympics as editor of the website AroundTheRings.com. He's been traveling with the Olympic delegation from one prospective host city to another. Thanks for being with us, Ed.
It's a pleasure, Melissa.
What's the itinerary in New York?
Well, it's closed-door meetings today for the group. They are briefed on a wide range of issues involving the Olympics by the New York City bid team. They have a private dinner tonight, a working session where they review the notes of the day. And then tomorrow they plunge into the streets of Manhattan, Queens, Bronx. They're going to all five boroughs to see the venues as proposed for the 2012 Olympics.
Now let's just review a bit of the competition. They've already been to Madrid. Then they went to London, had dinner with the Queen at Buckingham Palace.
That was one of the highlights of that visit.
And what's New York got to top that?
Well, New York has Mayor Michael Bloomberg to offer. We don't have a king or a queen to offer, but Michael Bloomberg will fill the role as the chief of New York City here for them. It will be a quintessential New York experience for them on Wednesday night. They'll take a carriage ride through Central Park, and then they go to the mayor's house for dinner. Actually, they'll begin the evening with Jazz at Lincoln Center performance. So they want to give them a real flavor of New York City.
Now, there are restrictions now, right, on just what cities can offer these delegates.
Only one night of the commission's visit is allowed for this kind of official wining and dining. The rest of the time, they are on their own so that they can work primarily on preparing the report for the city that they're working on.
And that restriction on wining and dining was because of the problems that surfaced in the past about cities going over the top.
Exactly. There were great abuses. There were gifts. There was excessive hospitality. It did go into the area of corruption.
Mm-hmm. Now, New York has a bit of a pesky problem, and that has to do with the proposed Olympic Stadium, not by any means a unanimously popular thing in the city.
Not a very divided city on the issue of the new stadium in Manhattan's West Side. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has staked the city's bid on the Olympic Stadium or on the new stadium, but there's real uncertainty this week over exactly when, where, how the stadium would be built. And at one time, they were hoping to have all the approval done by the time the commission got here to New York City. But there's great risk that that approval might not even come.
Ed, are the attacks of September 11th either an implicit or an explicit part of the city's bid?
There is some mention graphically with photographs and through some copy in their candidature files to the attack. But just as a symbol of how resilient New York City is, how they're using this as an occasion to rebuild and move forward, they're not employing 9/11 to win sympathy among members of the IOC.
Well, the five finalists here are Madrid, London, Paris, Moscow, New York, and I don't know how this is calculated, but I've read that the odds-on favorite is Paris by far.
Paris is a favorite because it has bid three times. It has a very, very competent bid, like the other five cities. It is a very close race, but Paris is considered sort of a sentimental favorite. It's not a very spectacular bid. London has an extraordinary legacy project that they'd like to bring to the east side of London. So there's a lot of wow factor with the London bid, not so much with Paris, but it is a very workmanlike bid. And I think for that reason, right now, they're ahead of everybody else. But a lot can happen over the coming months.
And a final decision July 6th, is that right?
In Singapore, yes.
Ed Hula is editor and creator of the website AroundTheRings.com, devoted to the Olympics. Ed, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.